Hey, boys and girls. Have you ever wondered if you were big enough or important enough to be of any use to God? Have you ever thought you were too small or young for God to use you? Well, if you have, and even if you haven't, you need to join us for this Bible story from the Puppet Castle. Everyone, I'm Mrs. Webb. What if I told you that God wants you to do His work, and that He can use anyone who is just willing to let Him? He can use you no matter what faults or shortcomings you think you may have. How do I know? Just listen to our story. Well, let's see who we can find to help us with our Bible story this time.
Hey, how you doing, Miss Howdy?
How are you doing, Zeke?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing okay.
Everyone, this is Zeke.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Zeke from the creek.
Zeke, tell everyone what state you're from.
I'm from the state of confusion.
No, Zeke. I mean, what state in the United States are you from?
Oh, I'm from West Virginia.
So, you're from West Virginia.
Yes, ma'am. I come from way up in the hollers of West Virginia, where everybody sits out on the front porch with a rocking chair and a shotgun across their lap, and we just seem to look at you. Yes, sir, right?
Now, come on, Zeke. Not everybody in West Virginia is like that.
Everybody is in my holler.
Everybody is in your holler?
Yes, ma'am. Want to hear my holler? Howdy!
No, I don't want to hear your holler. You have a lot of woods in West Virginia, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. West Virginia is one-third covered by woods and one-third covered by mountains.
Well, what's the other one-third covered by?
Potholes.
Are there really that many potholes in West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am. There's only one place in all the universe where there are more potholes than in West Virginia.
The moon?
No, ma'am. Pennsylvania.
What else can you tell us about where you're from, Zeke?
Well, we have Australian bathrooms.
Australian bathrooms?
Yes, ma'am. Outback.
Outback.
Yes, ma'am. You know how some folks say that they have a house with three rooms and a bath?
Yes.
Well, we had one room and a bath. Our outhouse was a golfer's dream.
A golfer's dream?
Yes, ma'am. A hole in one. We didn't like them two-holers.
Oh, no?
No, ma'am. You lose too many flashlights at night that way, and it's a long walk back to the house in the dark.
Well, Zeke, it sort of sounds like you don't like living in West Virginia.
Oh, no, ma'am. I love it. It could be a lot worse.
How so?
I could be from Ohio.
Well, what would be wrong with being from Ohio?
Well, ma'am, that would make me a Buckeye. And you know what a Buckeye is, don't you?
No, what is it?
It's a worthless nut. No, ma'am. I think I'd just as soon stay in West Virginia, if you don't mind.
Well, I think West Virginia is a very nice state. By the way, are you going to tell the story this time?
No, ma'am.
Well, why not?
Well, you see, I got me a speech impediment. I don't talk too well.
You don't?
No, ma'am. You see, my tongue gets all tangled. I mean, I don't talk too well.
I see.
Yes, ma'am. When I call somebody on the phone, I take so long to say what I got to say that I never get to finish.
Oh, they get tired of waiting?
Yes, ma'am. That's why I've got so many hang-ups.
Well, I still think you could help us tell the story. And maybe we can find someone else to help us.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Webb. Hello, Zeke. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Jesse. Everyone, this is Jesse. He's our resident grandfather type. I'm glad you're here, Jesse. We need some help to tell a Bible story.
Ah, well, jolly good. I'd be delighted to help.
But I can't, Miss Webb.
You see, Jesse, Zeke needs some encouragement. He thinks he can't help tell a story because he doesn't talk too well.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
Well, then, I know just the story to tell, then.
Great, which one?
We'll tell the story of how God called Moses.
Well, go ahead, Jesse. You start, and Zeke and I will help.
I'd be glad to. Let's see, where to begin? Yes. You see, the people of Israel had been in bondage in Egypt for almost 400 years, and they were very oppressed.
Excuse me, but if you don't mind me saying so, Jesse, I'd be upset too if I'd been in bandages for 400 years.
He didn't say in bandages. He said in bondage.
In bondage? That's right. That means that they were slaves. They were slaves for almost 400 years.
Oh, that's it. I thought you'd just been fancy, Jesse. Hey, you know what they'd have been if they'd been in bandages for 400 years?
No, what?
Mummies.
Go on, Jesse.
All right. There were harsh Egyptian taskmasters who would beat the Israelites if they did not do their work the way they wanted them to. But God had seen their affliction and had heard their cry, and he was preparing a deliverer for his people. A fine baby boy was born one day to Israelite parents, and although Egyptian law decreed that all Israelite baby boys must be put to death, his parents spared him and hid him for 3 months.
Why were folks supposed to kill all the baby boys?
Well, because the Egyptians were afraid the Israelites would become too strong and would overthrow their government and take over the land.
That's right. Well, when they could no longer hide him at home, they put him in a little basket boat and...
What was that you said? They put him in a basketball?
No. I didn't say basketball. I said basket boat. They took a basket and pitched it.
Pitched it?
Yes, pitched it.
No, that's not basketball. That's baseball.
No, Zeke. What Jesse means is that they took a basket and sealed it so that it wouldn't leak and they put the baby in it.
Yes. And then they placed it in the edge of the river, in the bulrushes, like a little boat. Well, when Pharaoh's daughter came down to the river to bathe, she found the baby and decided to adopt it and raise it as her own son. By God's plan, the baby's real mother was hired to be his nurse. He was named Moses and grew up an Israelite in Pharaoh's household. But Moses' heart was with his own people. And one day, while trying to help an Israelite who was being beaten severely by his taskmaster, he killed the Egyptian and had to flee from Egypt before Pharaoh could catch him and have him put to death. He had become nothing more than a shepherd on the backside of the desert when the Lord called him to deliver the Israelites from Egypt.
And this is the part I want you to listen to, Zeke. Go on, Jesse.
Well, one day, as Moses was watching the sheep, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a bush.
Well, what was Moses doing in a bush? Hiding?
Moses wasn't in the bush. The Lord was.
Yes. You see, the Lord appeared in a flame of fire in the bush. That got Moses' attention, because although the bush was on fire, it wasn't burning.
Hold a minute. I thought you said the bush is on fire.
I did.
Well, then how come it wasn't burning? That don't make no sense.
That doesn't make any sense, Zeke.
That's what I think, too, Miss Webb. See, Jesse, it don't make no sense to either of us.
No, Zeke, that's not what I meant. I was just correcting your English.
He's English, Mrs. Webb. I'm American.
Never mind. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, what I meant was that though the bush was burning, it wasn't being burned up.
Well, of course not. Things don't burn up. They burn down.
No, Zeke, what Jesse means is that the fire wasn't hurting the bush, and that interested Moses so much that he had to go and take a look at this miraculous sight.
Yes, that's right. But when Moses went to take a closer look, a voice spoke to him out of the bush.
No, just a minute. We got a lot of strange bushes in West Virginia, but we ain't got any what talks.
No. You don't understand. You see, the Lord was speaking to Moses from the bush.
Well, what did he say?
He said, Moses, put off your shoes from off your feet.
What did he tell him to do that for?
Because he was standing on holy ground.
Now that sounds like West Virginia. We got holy ground too.
You do?
Yes, ma'am. Remember them potholes?
Never mind.
God told Moses that he wanted him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
Well, what did Moses say?
Well, Zeke, he started to make all kinds of excuses for why he couldn't do it.
Like what?
Well, first he said, who am I that I should go and bring Israel out of Egypt? He didn't think he could do it at all.
And what did God say to that?
He said he would go with him.
Oh.
Then Moses said, but who shall I say sent me?
Now that's a good point.
But the Lord said to tell them, I am had sent him.
I am?
That means the God who was and is and always will be, the only true God, the God of their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
What did Moses say then?
He used another excuse. He said, what if they don't believe me?
Now, that's a good question.
But God gave Moses three signs to show that he had sent him. He could turn his staff into a snake and back again.
But wait a minute. I thought Moses was alone.
He was.
Then where did he get all them people from?
All what people?
The ones on his staff.
Not that kind of a staff.
No, Zeke. I mean a rod that you walk with.
Oh, you mean a walking stick.
That's right. He could also make his hand become covered with leprosy by putting it into his coat, and could then make it well again by putting it back into his coat. And he could also turn water into blood.
That's all real neat, but I still don't understand what that's got to do with me.
Well, you said you couldn't help tell a story because you can't talk, right?
That's right.
Well, that's just what Moses said next.
Yes, that's right. He said, "But Lord, I cannot speak well."
What did God say to that?
Who made your mouth?
Well, somebody with a sewing machine somewhere. And Mrs. Webb's repaired it a couple times. She keeps me in stitches.
No, Zeke, not your mouth. God said that to Moses.
Yes, but Moses still wasn't convinced, and he told God to find someone else. He still didn't think that the Lord could use him. Well, by this time, the Lord was upset with Moses and told him in no uncertain terms that if he had called him, he would give him the power and the ability to do it. He also gave Aaron, Moses' brother, to help him.
Well, did Moses go then?
Finally, and after a great contest with Pharaoh, in which the Lord sent many plagues on the country of Egypt, Moses, who didn't think God could use him, finally did lead God's people out of Egypt to the Promised Land.
Well, I do see what that's got to do with me, but what's it got to do with everyone listening out there?
Well, there are some folks who do not think they can live the kind of life God expects them to, or that the Lord cannot use them to serve him. They make excuses for not serving the Lord, just like Moses.
Yes, but if God calls, he also enables all who are called. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, God says, "Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it." In John 15:5, it says that without God, a person can do nothing.
And Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." And do you know what the Lord Jesus told his disciples as he sent them into the world to be witnesses?
No, ma'am.
He said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore." And then he said, "And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world."
Those who don't think that they could live the Christian life need to just get saved and then trust the Lord to give them the ability to live for him. Those who are Christians need to realize God's power and surrender to serve him with all their heart, and then watch the Lord go to work through them.
Well, I hope if there's anyone listening who needs to be saved, I hope they'll get saved today.
Yes, and I hope that if there is anyone who is excusing themselves from God's service, that they will realize God's power and surrender today.
Very good, Jesse. Well, Zeke, what do you think now?
Well, I still don't know. Ms. Webb, do you really think I can help tell a story? I mean, do you think I could ever be used to teach a lesson to glorify God?
Well, you just did, Zeke.
I did?
Yes, of course you did. You see, you can be used.
Well, what do you think about that? I can be used. How about that? Thanks, Jesse. I guess I better be going. I'll see Gator. No, it's the potator. No, the refrigerator. I mean the Kelvinator. Bye, y'all.
You mean see you later.
That's what I mean. I mean, see you later, y'all.
Goodbye, Zeke. Goodbye, Jesse.
Goodbye, Mrs. Webb. Ha ha. Pip, pip. Cheerio. Ta-ta. And all that other sort of rot you expect someone British to say.
Well, kids, that's all for now. I hope you enjoyed our story, and I hope you learned some important truths from the Bible, God's Word. Join us again for another Bible story from the Puppet Castle.